Praise be Jesus and Mary. St. Pio Pietrelcina said that with regard to religious, friars, observe what you are supposed to observe and you will be a saint. Observe what you are supposed to observe and you will be a saint. And he's really just echoing words that have been said prior to him. I think it was Pope Benedict XIV who actually came up with the norms for canonization. He said, bring me a religious who has observed his rule, and I will canonize him. So today's celebration, we celebrate this Mass for all the deceased of the Seraphic Order who are in purgatory. Why are they in purgatory? Because they did not observe what they were supposed to observe. It's as simple as that. Now, why didn't they observe what they were supposed to observe? Well, St. Teresa of Avila says, the number one reason why most souls, and I think we can include religious in here, don't become a saint is because they're unwilling to suffer for the love of God. So they didn't observe what they were supposed to observe because they wanted to avoid suffering. That's why they didn't become saints. Now that makes no sense whatsoever. Actually, St. Teresa, she goes on to say, if you are not willing to suffer anything and everything for the love of God, you will never become a saint. You can just forget about it. Hang up your hat and take a seat and wait for purgatory. You see how important that is? That's loving God with all of your strength, doing what God wants us to do, fulfilling his will. Now read what St. Paul said in the second reading. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. So this is what the faith teaches us. These small sufferings that we need to do, that we need to endure by simply observing what we're supposed to observe, are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. And so that's probably the first thing that smacks the religious right in the face when he gets sent to purgatory. If only. Those words, that's what's echoing in purgatory. If only I had embraced that cross, fulfilled that duty, endured that difficult person or task or circumstance with patience and perseverance and humility and self-renunciation and gave up that pleasure and all of that. What a waste. What a waste. So, and here's the reality. Because of avoiding those crosses, of cutting corners, you know, this is the whole reason why there are reforms throughout the history of the church and religious orders, because that's where nature tends to. We just want to relax. But what happens? Less glory given to God. Fewer souls are saved, and less glory for you for all eternity. Because once you're over in purgatory, the suffering and purification you endure adds no more glory to God, does nothing for the salvation of souls, and you gain no merit from it. And beyond that, it is much more grievous than what you would have endured for your purification here on earth. St. Thomas Aquinas, you want some bad news? Bad news. St. Thomas says that the least of the sufferings in purgatory exceed the greatest of the sufferings in this life. And that's because the sufferings there are purely spiritual. 100% spiritual. And I mean, there's still the freedom involved. The will by nature is free, but it's imposed on you. It's imposed on, you're not going anywhere. So, you know, this is the faith. If we would only live what we know the faith teaches, if we would only live according to the truth, we would all become saints very, very quickly. We would save many, many souls. The church would be so strong. You know, if 10% of the church were canonizable saints, we would be a massive force in this world. But that path, which is narrow and difficult, there are few that are on it. And that's the path simply to salvation. So how much smaller is that path, and how fewer there are that are on the path of sanctification. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.